Hare Krishna. Let's focus our mind at the lotus feet of Sitaram, Lakshman and Hanuman. Normally you need one full week seminar to discuss pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. I was thinking of today a few hours, but we have some another meeting after 8:45. So I'll try to cover few things today, and maybe I'll continue some other time whenever they ask me to. So may I continue with the Ramayana. Still, I won't go so details, but I'll touch few things, these subject matters. So let's concentrate first our mind. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Vajyante Mirindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshna Militam Yen Tasme Shri Guru Vai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yen Bhutle Swam Rupa Dhamadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shmigriraj Swamriti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shmata Bhakti Vedant Swamriti Namne Namaste Sarsati Deve Gurvani Pracharne Nirvishesha Nivadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskrit Namcharan Rotmam Devin Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat Mukam Kati Vachulam Pangum Langte Grim Yatripata Bande Shri Gurdin Tarnam Havan Chakalpatra Vishkripa Sindhu Vevijapatita Nam Pavne Pe Vaishna Pe Pe Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. We should take the blessings of Hanuman and the previous Acharyas before we speak about Ramayana. When I was child, actually, the part of India is called Punjab. I was born and brought up. In that part, if you address each other, like in Gujarati community, most of Pushti Margi, they say, Jai Shri Krishna. If you come to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they say Hare Krishna. Because most of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Bengal, they address each other Hare Krishna. And we are in Hare Krishna community and we call it each other address as Hare Krishna. Similarly in Punjab, in North India, not only Punjab but entire North India, even in Braj, part of Braj, they will address each other Ram Ram, because Ram is very prominent on that part of the world. So it is so beautiful, particularly everybody absorbs in the time of Diwali, because just before Diwali, in that part of the world, they do Ram Leela for 2 weeks. And these 2 weeks, really, people absorb themselves. And actually, I mean, I don't know, it's just by mercy of Krishna. Most of the people at that time of Ramlila, when they go to these dramas, it's not drama, they just don't go see just a drama. They literally pray to these personalities. Anybody who is playing the role of Ram, at that time, you just pray them, it is a Ram. You just see them as a Ram. And actually, the actors, even, it's called Avesh, you know, they feel it, they are doing this role. And they take a vow for these 2 weeks that they're going to do extra puja to these personalities.
So they don't just go as a drama team, I'm doing it just some acting, and just they absorb their mind. I've given a class in Vrindavan, maybe in Soho as well. The whole thing is, you feel Krishna, you feel Ram. I haven't started the class yet, but I'd like to tell you one story. There's a one devotee, Prabhupada asked some devotees, he said, how do you know Krishna is Supreme Personality of God? How do you know Krishna is God? So the devotees said, different devotees said, Srila Prabhupada, the scripture says Krishna is God. Prabhupada said, scripture may be wrong. Somebody may have written wrongly. So then they say, Srila Prabhupada, Acharya say wrong. Prabhupada said, well, that can be wrong. Some devotee said, but Srila Prabhupada, you are saying Krishna is God. Prabhupada said, I may be lying. So how do you know Krishna is God? So devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, it's got six opulences. Prabhupada said, there may not be. So then one devotee, he said, he lifted his hand, he said, Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is God because when I chant Krishna, I feel Krishna. And Prabhupada's eyes immediately became big. Prabhupada said, yes, this is the answer. When we feel Krishna, he said, because I feel Krishna, that's why Krishna is God. So the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness is, when we really feel Krishna, presence of Krishna, when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When you start feeling about Krishna, we have attain the perfection. That's when the tears start coming to your eyes. That's when your voice starts choking up. Because the presence of Krishna you start feeling. And actually in the Ram Leela time, you literally feel Ram. So if you really want to absorb, you have to sit and we have to discuss. This is called Ram Katha. This is Lord Ramchandra. The most famous, I give example, sometimes people ask, what is the difference between Ram and Krishna? Of course, devotees can understand how their guna avataras, how their manvantra avataras, and this yuga avataras, and shaktavesha avataras, and this, so many details. But in simple, it is. I give an example on Sunday. I don't know who was, somebody asked me to give class. So right in that picture, if you just look at the picture over there, in the house, I said, there is a difference between Vishnu or Krishna or Ram. There is no difference, but there is one difference. At home, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Krishna. And in office, he is called Vishnu. Very simple thing. Or a full moon or a half moon. Krishna is a full moon. Vishnu is a half moon. It's a moon. But the full-fledged Krishna is, full-fledged God is Krishna, from whom everything emanates. But when he manifests Leela as a Vishnu, he's not full-fledged. It's like a half moon. Or another is like in the Vaikuntha planets, the topmost Vaikuntha planet is called Golok Vrindavan. This is actually Krishna's house. He is called the Supreme Personality of God, and it's called Krishna in the Golok Vrindavan. That's his house. But then in Vaikuntha planet, there are so many Vaikunthas. And this is where he sits as a Vishnu form. That is called his offices. So there are so many offices in Vaikuntha planets. In one office, he's sitting like a Ram. Nashinga Vara Matasya Kurma. Prabhupada said in Bhagavatam, in purports, these personalities are there in the spiritual world. They are expansions of Krishna. They descend. When they descend to the spiritual, to the material world, they come in the same form. That does not mean he'll become a Ram and then he dies, then he becomes Narsingha, then he dies, then he becomes this something else, then he dies. No, it doesn't like that. Ram is there in the, there is Ram, Ayodhya, there's a Nitya Ayodhya in the spiritual world. Shruti Dharma Prabhu was giving the TV class on the other day, and I was filming it. He mentioned that actually Ayodhya is the gateway. It's like there's the Ayodhya, there's the Nitya Mathura, there is Nitya Dwaraka. So all these things are there. Now come back to the Ramayana itself. So this is a little background. So as I said, we'll touch some of the subject matters. So you can, one can, devotee can make a note where I left. So wherever I left, I may not go chronological order. Because if I do that, then I have to sit here for 7 days, 7 nights or mornings. So we'll go some of the subject matters. Once the demigods, they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. They requested that there is a demon, wretched Ravana. He is giving us a lot of trouble. He is so powerful that actually all of us together, including Brahma and Shiva and all 330 million demigods, we are unable to harm him. Forget about killing him. Killing him is too far. We can't even harm him. We can't even touch him. He's so powerful. So you come and sort out. And then Lord Vishnu said, yes, I will come. I'll come to the planet Earth. I will appear in my original form as Ram. My own wife, Lakshmi, will appear as well. I will come in Ayodhya, in the house of Dashrath Maharaj. I will perform the pastimes for 11,000 years on planet Earth. I will spend 14 years in Dandak forest, because lots of sadhus and rishis and munis are worshipping me. Gopal mantra. Here, no Vishnu mantra, no Narayan mantra, no Ram mantra. A Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra. He said, I will come and I would like to give darshan to these people. And same time, I will kill this wretched Ravana, who has become extremely, extremely powerful. Now, who is Ravana? Then he said, Lakshmi will appear in Mithila, in the house of Janak Maharaj. Now, Ravana means one who makes you cry. There was one rishi, his name is Visharva Rishi. He is son of Pulasya Rishi, Pulasya Rishi. Now Visharva got two wives, not queens. He's not a king, he's a muni. He had two wives. One wife name is Mandakini. And Mandakini's son name is Kuber. Kuber is treasurer of the demigods. So if somebody wants money, you can go to Kuber. You know, Kuber hold the keys for the treasure. Now, Visharva Muni, he was happily living with his own wife, Mandakini. That's fine. Son as a Kuber. Then there's a one big demon, his name is Sumali. Demon Sumali Rakshas. Sometime they call him Vindumali Rakshas. Both are the one person. Vindumali Rakshas or Sumali Rakshas, both same. So Vindumali, he sent his daughter Keksi. He said, Keksi, there is a qualified rishi. His name is Visharva. You are a demoness. Best is, you see, every father likes to have the best husband for his daughter. So he thought, Visharva is a very qualified rishi. If my daughter will go to this rishi, she can have children, nice children. But unfortunately, she went in the night, in the evening, Sandhya Vela. It is said, one should not unite husband and wife should not unite in the Sandhya Vela. If you unite in the Sandhya Vela, mean the evening, is the dusk, is it? Is the dusk time, is it? If you unite in the dusk time, this is the time of ghosts and spirits. Then the pregnancy child will come as a ghost. So it's a very good lesson for the grihasthas. If any brahmachari wants to enter into grihastha life. So, when Kakshi approached Visharva Muni, Visharva Muni said, "Oh lady, you have come to me at the wrong time. Now due to our union, you will have the children who will become very big demons." So the result was, Kakshi gave birth to a child who literally had 10 heads and 20 arms. This is not a fairy tale story. It's a fact. It's a fact. He had 20 arms and 10 heads. Then another of his son name was Kumbhakaran. And at that time, she asked Visharva, she said, "Oh Visharva, do something. Because of our fault, we have got this, these demons will take birth. But any good child will come?" He said, "Well, yes, because of your desire, one child, Vishnu, will come. He will be the great devotee of Lord Vishnu." Anyway, she gave birth. And one demon is Shrupnakha. Now one day, Ravana, when even he was a child, simply little child, 5 years old, he was playing with his brother. Both brothers, Kumbhakarna, Bhavishna, and Shrupnakha. When he was playing, this very young, you can imagine how powerful he became, even from the childhood. He was playing with his Kumbhakarna, Shrupnakha, and Bhavishan, and his mother and father were just sitting there. He saw a beautiful, beautiful plane came. And from a plane, a very handsome man came out, and he paid obeisances to his father Visharva. And Visharva blessed him. And immediately this child Ravana, he asked his father, he said, "Oh my dear father, who is this? Such a beautiful plane. And who is this man who has just paid you obeisances?" He said, "This is my son Kuber. He is a treasurer for the demigods." He said, "He got this plane. This is Pushpak Viman." And immediately Ravana wanted to take this Pushpak Viman. This Pushpak Viman is so powerful, so beautiful. This Viman, this aeroplane could travel at the speed of mind. This powerful, this Pushpak Viman was so beautiful. This is the same Viman, Pushpak Viman, when Ravana kidnapped Sita, he kidnapped on this Viman. It is the same Viman. Of course, he kidnapped not Sita, but Vedvati. Then the same Viman, in the end, when Ram killed Ravana, Vivishna offered him as a gift, this Viman to Lord Ramchandra. Now when Ramchandra was going to come, this Viman actually, he could expand the size. And when he expanded the size, you see at the time of when, see I'm not going chronological, you know. So when Viman was, when Ram killed the Ravana, and actually from in the Ram army, initially so many monkeys were killed. But in the end, with the Sanjeevani Vidya, the entire army, monkey armies who were actually demigods, they were brought back to life with the Sanjeevani Vidya. So in Ram's army, there was not even one casualty. Not even a single soldier were killed. See, all these monkeys, they were actually demigods. And Hanuman himself is actually Anshavatar of Shiva. So actually, when Ram was coming, Ram told these people, okay, you take birth as a monkeys and bhalus. Bhalus mean bears. You take birth as a monkeys and bhalus in Dandak forest when I'll come and kill Ravana. So they all came. They all served Ramchandra. So at that time when Ram was going to come back from Lanka back to after 14 years, Bharat was waiting. And Ram said, this is the last day. If I would not reach back to Ayodhya, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman ji ki jai, Shishi Radha Gokulan ji ki jai, Shri Gonitaya ji ki jai. So Lord Ramchandra, he said, I have to go back. Because if I do not reach this tonight, back to Ayodhya, next morning, Bharat has promised that he will kill himself. Because, so Ram actually was going to travel in this Pushpak Viman, who could travel at the speed of mind. When he was going to travel, at that time, all the monkeys and the bhalus who were, they said, oh, Hanuman said, please take me with you. I cannot live without you for 1 second. And then Jamvan said, please, we cannot live without you. After seeing you, we cannot live. And the monkeys start all jumping. You know, monkeys, when you go to Vrindavan, 50, 30, 100 monkeys jump. You know how wild it is. And here and there, they are not... You see, sometime Prabhupada said 33 million. But actually, it's like, you know, it's like printing mistakes. So Prabhupada, even like when you're speaking sometime, you know, that doesn't mean Prabhupada is a mistake. So 33 crore actually mathematically calculation is 330 million. Devatas are 33 crore, 330 million demigods. So they were all monkeys. So when they were going to come at that time, Ram said, all right, if you really insisting to come with me, all right, but only for a few days, okay? You come to Ayodhya because I don't want you to live in Ayodhya because I know what you've done to Lanka. So you don't mess about in Ayodhya. You come and you have to be very... And that's instruction he gave to the monkeys. He said, all right, you come, but you have to behave in Ayodhya. That doesn't mean you do any kind of destruction in Ayodhya. And they said, no, we won't do any destruction at all. Just take us with you. And Ram said, okay, come on, everybody on the board. So this Pushpak Viman was huge, beautiful Pushpak Viman. So practically Sita and Ram, they were sitting on this Viman and the entire army sat in this Viman and they were very comfortably sitting, not like they were squeezed in. So this is the Pushpak Viman. This is the Viman when Ravana saw he wanted to take the Viman. And that is the time he said, if this Viman is so beautiful, let me take this. And at that time, he said, how I can get it? Now there's another two stories of, I was in Kumbh Mela, we went to filming in Kumbh Mela for our TV program. And there was one gentleman I met. So he was fantastic host. We had the best, in Kumbh Mela, the best facility is done by the ISKCON. I'm not saying out of because I'm a ISKCON wala, I'm, you know, from Hare Krishnas, but it's a fact. I'm showing on the television what sort of arrangement we made in Kumbh Mela. So out of the one, another experience in the Kumbh Mela was, the person, we had a VIP tents where the Swamis and the important guests could stay, and Srishta Prabhu made arrangement over there for us. So we had three tents. So the person who was hosting us, he was one of the best hosts. And when we say, he said, I'll tell you two things. So when he start telling two things, then in the two things, he will tell another two things. So I just said two things, why I said it, I remembered him. So anyway, so when Ravana saw the Kuvais Pushpak Viman, he wanted to take it. Not only that, it is said that two stories. Sometime, some people say that Lanka belonged to Kuber. When Ravana attained the power, see, little child, and he grew up a little and he went for meditation. For thousands of years, looking at the sun, standing on one leg, and meditating very severe meditation, severe tapasyas. So when he meditated all this, so it is said that actually when he went to meditation, he started meditating on Brahma. And then Brahma was still not appearing. He knew he is a demon. And if he gets power, we will be unable, all of us, all the demigods will be unable to defeat him. So he was not appearing in front of Ravana. Ravana started chopping his heads off. He cut his head and he offered it to Brahma. Then he cut second head. After a little while, he cut another head, he offered it to Brahma. Next year, he cut another head, offered to Brahma. Brahma was still not appearing. So he cut his tenth head when he was just about to chop off. And then Brahma appeared. He said, finally Brahma appeared. He said, what do you want? He said, I want to become the most, I don't want to die. He said, I can't do that. He said, give me the benediction, I never die. So Brahma said, I can't do that. And then eventually, he said, all right, give me this, that I don't die from any demigods. Nobody could kill me, including Shiva or a Brahma, including you. He said, okay, I can give you this benediction, I can give you. Not more immortality. But he said, I can't be killed by mantra, I can't be killed by any weapon, I can't be killed by this, I can't be killed by that. So these sort of things he had. But eventually, Brahma granted him. He said, I don't care about humans and the monkeys. Brahma granted these benedictions to him. And Kumbhakarna, he wanted a benediction too. So Brahma said, okay, so you've done a sweet tapasyas with your brother Ravana. What sort of benediction do you want? At that time, Brahma was little intelligent. He said, Ravana has cheated me. Ravana has taken this benediction from me. So immediately he prayed to Saraswati. Saraswati, do something. So goddess Saraswati came and entered. She sat on the tongue of Kumbhakarna. So when Kumbhakarna wanted, he knew what Kumbhakarna wants. So Kumbhakarna wanted actually Indra's palace, Indra's heaven, heavenly planet. So Brahma said, okay, Kumbhakarna, what do you want? So Kumbhakarna said, when he was going to say Indra, he said Nidra. Nidra means sleep. He said Nidra. And Brahma said, okay, Tathastu. So then he said, hang on, look, I don't want to. I don't want Nidra. I don't want to just, sleep whole day and night. He said, Brahma said, all right, I give you benedictions. For 6 months you sleep, 6 months you wake. So this was Kumbhakarna. So this sort of benediction he had. So when he had a benediction from Brahma, then he started with this intoxication. He was flying. Okay, before that. Now, Ravana became so powerful, he defeated Kuber. And when he defeated Kuber, not stolen, or he snagged, or he captured his Pushpak Viman. And some people say Kuber was living in Lanka, and Lanka was a golden Lanka, and they captured Kuber's Lanka as well. Now there's another version of Lanka as well. The another version is that both are right in the different Kalpas, different days of Brahmas. These pastimes rotate again and again. Now one of the story of Lanka is that actually once Parvati and Shiva, they went to a Vaikuntha planet. And when they went to Vaikuntha planet, Lakshmiji starts showing, it's very natural that when you got a nice house, you like to show to the people. And particularly ladies. Ladies, you see, it's natural, because it's a natural attachment for lady to have a house. Ladies always, it's a very, very common. A ladies like to have a nice kitchen in their house, a big kitchen, a nice house. This is, any household ladies would like to have nice kitchen, nice house. This is how the ladies are. This is their, because that's a necessity for them. So Lakshmi starts showing her own house. And Parvati came back to Shiva. She said, oh my dear husband, look at how beautiful house Lakshmi has got. Narayan has given her a beautiful house. I would like to have a house like this. And Shiva said, look, Parvati, we are very happy, we are very peaceful, we are meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead under this kalash in this tree. This tree is huge, you know, banyan tree. I don't know how many million of miles is the description is given by Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita. Anybody remembers? If you read that canto, where description of Prabhupada mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, I've forgotten the exact measurement. Go on to the line and you can check it even. So the huge banyan tree where Shiva is sitting in Kailash with Parvati. He said, we're fine here under this tree. She said, no, I like to have a house. Shiva said, all right, if you're really insisting, you should not have attachments, material attachments, but if you really want, being a husband is my duty to provide you. So then he ordered Vishwakarma to make a nice house for his wife. Now, I'd like to tell you something. There's one devotee he wanted to get married. He came to Srila Prabhupada, a brahmachari. And Srila Prabhupada immediately told him. He said, Prabhupada given different instruction to different devotees. Sometime he said, all right, it's best you get married, good. But sometime one devotee came and Prabhupada said, all right, you want to get married? He said, yes. Prabhupada said, can you buy a flat for your wife? He was looking at the Prabhupada. He said, can you buy some nice jewelry for your wife? Can you buy some nice gifts? And, you know, it's a husband's duty to provide. So he could not do. Prabhupada said, you can't do this. You can't buy a flat. You can't buy jewelry. You can't buy gifts. You can't buy all these things for your wife. Better you stay brahmachari. So same thing Shiva was telling. He said, forget about it. But Parvati said, no, I want it. So being a husband, Shiva told Vishwakarma to make a nice house for Parvati. Where Vishwakarma, it is said, within night, he made a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful palace, city. The city is made of gold. The whole house, beautiful house, is made for gold. When he was then, and then Parvati was very happy seeing this house. Now she invited everybody, all the demigods, everybody. She said, inauguration, what do you call? What's the right word? Opening of the house, what do you call? Housewarming? So she was in the housewarming party. She invited everybody. And all the demigods came, so many Brahmins came, and Shiva, he started giving any Brahman, he said, all right, after the yagya, he said, all right, what do you like to have? Any dakshina, anybody want, he will give any dakshina. But one Brahman said, he would not come forward. So when Shiva gave dakshina to everybody, every single Brahman, and one Brahman, last Brahman came to Shiva, he said, oh my dear Shiva. So Shiva said, okay, what dakshina do you like to have? He said, will you give me the dakshina, whatever I want? He said, yes. He said, you are a Shiva and I'm a Brahman. It's your duty to give to Brahman. He said, yes. He said, ask me whatever you like, I'll give it to you. Shiva is Ashutosh. He said, all right, if you really want to give me this city to me. Give me this, your house as a dakshina to me. So Shiva said, okay, take it, tathastu. And Parvati was so furious. She said, how can you do that? And Shiva said, look, everything in the material world is temporary. You just came and you're gone. So why are you so lamenting? So Parvati understood. But then Parvati, they said, she cursed the Brahmana. Said, oh Brahmana, you have taken Lanka deceitfully from my husband. You have cheated my husband and us. As a dakshina, you have taken this Lanka. But they said that Brahmana was actually not a Brahmana, he was actually a Ravana. Then she cursed, he said, like you have burnt my heart, I curse you. Your Lanka will be burnt like this. And you will suffer from that. This is one version of it. Second version of Lanka is, Lanka actually, they say, belonged to Kuber himself. And Ravana just snatched Lanka and Pushpak Viman. Both are right. So Ravana was so powerful that actually he lifted. I was supposed to do Ram Katha, isn't it? And I'm doing Ravana Katha, but you have to understand. So Ravana was so powerful that one day Shiva was sitting in Kailash with his wife, and Ravana was going on his Pushpak Viman. Somehow that his Pushpak Viman was pulling down. He said, who can pull my Pushpak Viman down? There's nobody powerful as who can put my Pushpak Viman down. But actually it was Shiva. So when Nandi saw it, Nandi, he said, oh monkey, what are you doing? Why my Pushpak Viman is coming down? Who are you? So Nandi got very offended. He called him a monkey. Nandi is a bull carrier of Shiva. He called him monkey. He said, oh Ravana, you are so proud you called me monkey. He said, you wait. These monkey will, you know, destroy you. So eventually his curse came true later. But when his Pushpak Viman came down, Ravana saw, he said, what is this? He said, this is Kailash. He said, oh, this is Kailash? I heard about it. He immediately put his hand down under the Kailash. With his one hand, he lifted the Kailash up. While even Shiva was sitting. This is how powerful Ravana was. But Shiva, he realized that Ravana is becoming proud. So immediately, he just thrust his thumb from his foot. He put the weight. Immediately the Kailash started coming down. And Ravana immediately put 20 arms. One arm, two arm, three arm, 20 arms. He was holding Kailash. And he started offering prayers to Shiva. Now these prayers are actually, when he started offering these prayers, and his 20 hands were squeezed under the Kailash Parvat. Shiva is sitting up there. Then he started, but with his such a devotion, he started offering prayers to Shiva, because he was a great devotee of Shiva. He started offering prayers to Shiva. Then Shiva became Ashutosh. He easily pleased. He said, all right, what do you want? And then he attained more powers from Shiva. And even today, in some part of the India and Sri Lanka, actually there's a place, not only place, there are lots of devotees of Shiva. They offer the prayers to Shiva, which were actually sung by Ravana. I don't know the prayers, but they are very beautiful. I mean, I used to worship Shiva, but I never learned these prayers. But there's a class of devotees of Shiva who actually worship Shiva with these prayers. And there is actually a class of people who actually worship Ravana even in India. Have you seen that? Have you heard this? Anybody heard like this? There's a people who actually worship Ravana. Not as Ravana as a demon, but Ravana as a son of Visharva, because he was Chaturvedi. Ravana was a very learned person. He was a Chaturvedi. He knew the entire Vedas. He knew the conclusion of Vedas. He knew that Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead. He knew that living entity is part and parcel of Vishnu. He knew this thing. He knew the ultimate goal of life is to attain Vishnu. Because who is he, Ravana? Jai Vijay. Ravana knew. In this incarnation, in Hiranyakashipu incarnation, even he knew that Vishnu is the supreme God. But here, Ravana was much more qualified than Hiranyakashipu. Because he was son of a Visharva Muni, he was a Chaturvedi. Chaturvedi means all the Vedas who had studied. But there is only one problem happened to Ravana. Ravana became intoxicated with Lanka. Then eventually, Vinash Kale Viprit Buddhi. Mind, the whole thing is consciousness. Whole thing is the mind. As long as your mind is stable, you can perform devotional service. When the mind is not stable, everything is, what are we chanting? When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. What is doing? Cheto Darpan Madnam. That is the effect. Mind. Mind is the whole thing. Consciousness. So Ravana lost his consciousness. He became lusty for Sita. He knew that Sita is the wife of Vishnu. He said, I want to enjoy that. So this is where he lost the whole mentality. So that Ravana, Ram told, I will come and I'll go to Dankanya forest and I will kill this Ravana. So then Ram, he came in Ayodhya. Dashrath Maharaj didn't have any child. So he performed a Putra Kameshthi Yajna. When he performed the Putra Kameshthi Yajna, Yajna Purusha came with a pot of kheer. And then he offered it to Dashrath. He said, okay, this is the kheer. You can give it to your queens and they'll become pregnant. So these three queens, Kaushalya, Kekai and Sumitra, simply by eating kheer, they became pregnant. Now, Kaushalya gave birth to Ram, Kekai gave birth to Bharat, Sumitra gave birth to Lakshman and Shatrughan. And all the demigods, they appeared in monkeys and bhalus already there. Ayodhya Vasis, they were all associates of Ram, came from the spiritual world. And Lakshmi, she took birth in Mithila, in Janak Maharaj's house. Janak Maharaj, he didn't have any child. So he was advised to perform a yajna. So in order to have a yajna, he wanted to make a yajnashala, where you wanted to make the havan kund and everything. So when he said, oh king, you should plow the land with your own hands to have a yajnashala. So Maharaj Dashrath, when he was plowing the land, his plow got stuck in a stone. When the plow got stuck in a stone, Janak Maharaj came himself to remove the stone, but then he found it was not a stone. Actually, the plow got stuck in a pot. So when he taken the pot out, when he opened the pot, he found a beautiful, beautiful girl in this pot. So this beautiful girl was actually Lakshmi Devi herself. So this little child, beautiful child, when he found this, he brought at home this child and he said the plow actually means seed. The English, the Sanskrit word of plow is seed. He said, because this girl has appeared from the seed, so he named this girl as a Sita. So this Sita was so beautiful, and Janak Maharaj, he had a bow of Shiva. It was a celestial bow. Nobody could move it. And one day, Janak Maharaj, he saw a little child, Sita, 5-6 years old child. She was just playing with the other children. While playing, she just lifted the bow like a toy with the one hand. And she put it on the other side. And Janak Maharaj was surprised. He said, how can this happen? A 300 people, 300 great warriors cannot lift this bow up. And how can Sita can just lift this bow up? So immediately he realized, number one, she appeared from the earth, which is not common, which is unbelievable. The second, she has lifted the bow. So he wanted to marry he wanted to find the husband for his daughter Sita, who could actually lift the bow up. So he arranged a swambar. Now Ramchandramana said the swambar was made and Ram appeared in swambar, but actually Valmiki Ramayana does not say that. Valmiki Ramayana says that actually swambar was arranged and nobody could lift the bow even. Some people say that Ravana even came. When in Ramlila, in childhood, I haven't read in Ramayana, but in Ramchandramana, it says different thing. We follow only Prabhupada said, we follow actually Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. So he said even Ravana came to lift this bow up, but immediately he heard a voice that your Lanka is on fire. So he did not went to arena, he just ran back. When he was just about to lift the bow, because he could lift the bow, they said. Because he was so powerful. And he's a great devotee of Shiva. And the bow belonged to Shiva. But he was, moment he was going to lift the bow up, immediately heard the voice that your Lanka is on fire. He ran because he loved his Lanka so much. So he ran back to Lanka. So while that time, Vishwamitra, he was traveling after this swambar. Vishwamitra was traveling with Ram, and Ram killed Taraka at that time, and he said, let me take you to Mithila, to Janak Maharaj. When he brought to Janak Maharaj, at that time Janak Maharaj, he asked, he said, oh Ram, when he saw this beautiful two brothers, Ram and Lakshman, he never seen anybody more smarter, the boys anywhere in the world. So he immediately decided, wish, if this boy, Ram, who is son of, he said, who are you? Then Vishwamitra introduced him. He said, this is the son of Dashrath, king of Ayodhya. So this Rajkumar is actually come with me to kill some demons. Vishwamitra was, now I have to tell you what Vishwamitra, now Vishwamitra when he went to, okay, I'll come back. I'll miss that first. So actually the Ram, then he showed to Rahi, he said, Ram, let me show you this bow, Janak Maharaj said. And Ram went over there. Ram said, okay, this is the bow. He said, yes. So Ram immediately just touched. He offered his obeisances to the bow. And he just lifted the bow very easily, like Sita lifted. And when he lifted the bow, Janak was stuck. He said, oh my God. And immediately he asked, oh King Janak, can I string this bow? And Janak was already stunned. He said, yes, please do. And Ram tried to string the bow. The moment he tried to string the bow broke into two pieces. And that is the time Janak Maharaj was so happy. And immediately he said, this was the condition and you've done it. And immediately he offered his wife, as his daughter Sita. He said, this is, to Ram. And then he said, I'd like to offer my other daughter Urmila to your younger brother Lakshman. Because they are, Vishwamitra told them. And immediately Dashrath, he invited, he came a Bharat. Bharat, you know the Bharat mean? There's no such word Bharat in English. There's no translation of Bharat. Bharat is when the boy side, all the relatives and friends, a boy sit on a horse, the ghodi actually, not a horse actually, it's a ghodi. And they come and the procession, they come in a procession and they sing, of course, Baja Gajas So the Bharat, actually, Dashrath Maharaj brought the Bharat from Ayodhya to Janak Maharaj. So the entire Bharat came and there was a huge, huge, huge festival in Ayodhya. Ayodhya was so happy that they got beautiful, Vadhu. Vadhu mean daughter-in-law. A beautiful Vadhu has come to Ayodhya. And this is Sita, and everybody was just chanting the name Sita, Ram, Sita is beautiful. They said, Sita is beautiful, Ram is so beautiful. Ram is a... You see, Vishwamitra... Now remind me to make the note, I think the time is up. I'd like to tell you one thing before I go, then I can continue from there maybe next week sometime. I'm here for 1 month, I may give another long class, maybe I can give a few classes, then I can cover, because I haven't covered anything yet, the beginning yet. Now Vishwamitra was, when he went to Dashrath Maharaj, he said, Dashrath, some demons are giving us trouble. I want if you can send Ram and Lakshman with me. Dashrath said, no, I can't do that. Because Dashrath was so much absorbed with the thoughts of Ram. He said, I cannot bear. He said, Vishwamitra, why do you want Ram? Why don't you take I personally come with you. Ram is merely a child. And I am a warrior, I am a Dashrath. And I can come and protect you. He said, no. He said, I can send my entire army. He said, no, I don't want your army. I don't want you. I simply want Ram and Lakshman. Now, who was Vishwamitra? Vishwamitra was such a great sage. He was Brahma Rishi. You see, these days yogis, people call it Yogi Raj and Yogi this, and simply for some health problems, few yogas pressing your nose and people calling yogis. These are not real yogis. What Vishwamitra done was, with his yogic powers, he had a problem with the Vashishta Muni. And when he had a problem with the Vashishta Muni, one person named Trishanku said, "Please, Vashishta Muni, send me to the heavenly planet. I don't want to die. I want to go in this body." And Trishanku said, Vishish said, "I can't do that." And then he said to Vishwamitra, he said, "Vishwamitra, fulfill my desire. You are the great yogi. I want to see the heavenly planet. I want to live in a heavenly planet in my this same body." Vishwamitra, with his yogic power, he sent Trishanku right up to this heavenly planet. When he sent Trishanku to the heavenly planet, when Indra saw Trishanku, he said, "Oh, human, you see, human body smells. In the heavenly planet, bodies are very beautiful. A damsels of heavenly planet, when they take a bath in any river, the river becomes fragrant. Our body leaves bad odor." But no, I mean, this is true. That's exactly what Indra said to him. He said, "Badbu aa rahi hai." Badbu means, you know, what is a badbu? Huh? Exactly. He said, "Oh, human, oof." He was doing like that. So Indra, he actually threw Trishanku right from the heavenly planet. He pushed Trishanku. He said, "Trishanku, get down, get out from here." And Trishanku fell from a heavenly planet, his head down. When he was falling, he was calling, oh Vishwamitra, save me, you sent me right up to heavenly planet. Look what Indra has done to me. Indra has thrown me upside down. And immediately Vishwamitra was such a yogi. This is called yogis. Vishwamitra said, "Trishanku, stop wherever you are." And Trishanku was hanging upside down, right in between heaven and the planet Earth. And when he said, "Vishwamitra, what have you done? You hang me upside down, right in the middle of the space. Do something. At least I was on planet Earth. And then I was on this heavenly planet. Look, I'm hanging upside down. Do something." At that particular moment, Vishwamitra said, "Don't worry. If these demigods from the heavenly planet, they have thrown you upside down, with my yogic powers, I will create an entire heavenly planet for you." This was Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra created an entire heavenly planet. And this heavenly planet was not vacant. He actually created 330 million demigods for the pleasure of Trishanku. This is called Vishwamitra. So Vishwamitra was so powerful. If he has done this, can you imagine? Could not he kill Tadaka? That means Tadaka was more powerful than that even. That's why Vishwamitra went. So you can imagine how, if that rishi who can create a heavenly planet, if that rishi is unable to kill Tadaka and Ravana, can you imagine? That is why he went to Ram. So you can imagine how strong, what Ram is, how powerful Ram is. This is why Vishwamitra went. He said, no. Nobody can do the job which only my Ram can do. So Vishwamitra brought this Ram. And that is Vishwamitra arranged this marriage for Ram and Sita. So this is why. And that's how the Ram came and he killed Tadaka. And now I think we can start from next class sometime. You can ask maybe next week sometime I'll ask. I can come. And what we'll do is we'll start from actually it is called Aranyakand. There are six different parts of Ramayana. Aranyakanda is when Ram goes to the forest. So maybe we can start from there. Next time, I'll continue from there. Sita Ram Lakshmanan Ji ki.